With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You know how much we've talked about the student walkout, the Parkland kids and all that. You hear about Second Amendment. They don't get that. You hear about their First Amendment rights. Well, I want to put one on your radar screen. We have the attorney for two students. I think it's for both students. I'm not sure fully about that. And, you know, by doing the Jersey show, I've been more sensitive to looking at Jersey stuff, and a couple of listeners that are friends put this on our radar screen. It's a story that's developing, and it involves two students who, as I understand it, we have the attorney in a moment, who were at a gun range and were happy to be there, all legal, all proper, all the rest of it, and put something up on social media, a picture or several pictures around that. And as a result, the school district took disciplinary action, and now they won't talk about it. And you know the history of New Jersey with gun issues and gun rights and freedom rights and all that. It is legendary. Is this another one of them? We have the attorney for these two kids from Lacey Township, and we'll try to ask where Lacey Township is to kind of put it on your radar screen. Daniel Schmutmutter. Give me it one more time, Bill. Yeah, just give it to me here. Schmutter is with us here on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline. Daniel, welcome. Thanks very much for joining us.
Good morning, Don. How are you?
Very good, Daniel. Where is Lacey Township?
Lacey is in Ocean County.
Ocean County. Shore. Okay.
And Dom, I just want to correct one thing. I represent the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs. At this time, I'm not representing the families, but the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs, being the largest Second Amendment and gun rights organization in the state of New Jersey, takes this kind of thing very, very seriously.
Absolutely. So tell me, attorney, then, what happened here, Daniel? What is it that exactly happened?
You know, we're still investigating the facts, but as we understand it, these kids went to a range to engage in, you know, perfectly lawful conduct, and the school is trying to control what they do that's legal and constitutionally protected outside of school. We understand that there was a picture posted, we think, to Snapchat. Again, we're still trying. We haven't heard from the school district, so we don't know exactly what they say happened. But apparently, a parent perhaps got upset because they saw a picture of guns. They contacted the school, we believe, and the school took improper action to punish these kids for completely appropriate lawful conduct. So it's very, very disturbing. You know, the idea that a school district would think it's okay to reach out and control what children, what the students do on their own time in private.
A couple of things here. Let's talk about one. Were there any captions or any things that were said around this, in this day and age we live of school district sensitivity, shooting and all, we both understand that. Did they caption it with anything that might draw this?
Again, we haven't, because it was Snapchat, we don't know that the actual picture is available.
Okay.
But we think it had something to do with, you know, fun day at the range or something like that.
Right.
So, you know, the idea that a school would overreact in such a clearly improper way and attempt to squash what is perfectly appropriate activity is really, really awful. And you know, it's important to be aware of this kind of conduct by a school district. And look, we reached out to them. We wrote them a letter on behalf of the ANJRPC, and you know, we hope that they'll do the right thing. We offered what we thought was appropriate for them to do. There's apparently a policy in their handbook which we think is completely unconstitutional and inappropriate, and we hope that they'll change it.
Well, what's the policy?
The policy prohibits the possession. It punishes any possession on or off campus of any weapon for any purpose. And so a student who is in legal possession of a firearm, training with their parents, or a student who's lawfully hunting, you know, in New Jersey, you can get a hunting permit at the age of 10, you know, under proper supervision, would be punishable.
Wow.
According to this incredibly broad and unconstitutional policy.
Is that recent they put that in, or is it?
I don't know when they enacted it, but mm-hmm. we found it in the 2017-2018 okay. student-parent handbook. So it's a current policy, and it's unbelievably overbroad. And so, you know, we hope that they will be reasonable and, you know, recognize that what they've done is improper and make some changes.
5 days suspension, is that one of the things I've read? Scattered news accounts on this. What's the discipline they've gotten for this?
We don't know specifically. We understand that it is some sort of in-school suspension. I don't know. I think they may call it a detention, but we understand that the students were basically put in a room and forced to just stay in that room. They couldn't go to classes, couldn't take exams, I think one of the students may actually have a. We understand that these are straight A students taking AP classes. These are top of their class types of students.
How old are they, Daniel?
I believe they're seniors.
Okay.
So it's particularly problematic because these kids are right at the point where they're getting into colleges, and so for something like this to happen right at this, it's the worst possible timing to do this to these kids. You know, so
sure. If that's on your record, you know the apprehension that we're seeing here, and people don't look at all the details of this. That's exactly the case.
Exactly. So we take this very seriously, and you know, this came to our attention, and the association thought it was very important to address it immediately. And as we said, we hope the school, does the right thing because they should.
Absolutely. So what's next? What's next if this continues? What are you planning on doing?
Well, you know, we'd like to hear from them.
Okay.
If they don't do the right thing, we're prepared to sue. But we hope it doesn't come to that because it shouldn't. We hope that that reasonable minds will prevail and that they'll do what's appropriate.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Thanks for jumping in on such short notice today. To be continued, you have our information. Please keep us in the loop if there are any updates on this.
Absolutely. Thank you so much,
Tom. Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.